Sorry, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do.
All right, so maybe there are some fans of The Office, the old sitcom The Office with Steve Carell as Michael Scott, the bumbling boss, who he liked to have fun in the office, right? He liked to like play pranks. He liked to just be like everyone's friend type of thing.
Sure.
But it is possible to be too much of a prankster.
Okie dokie.
If you can manage to make it through the day without being such a prankster at work when you're the chief of police that you get sued by your staff, you're doing okay.
What in the world are we doing?
Chief Robert, he has been accused of creating an Animal House-like atmosphere at work. Animal House is an old classic video or movie.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Yeah, it is wild. And so he has been sued by five officers who've worked underneath him for a variety of pranks, including him taking a dump on the floor.
What?
Shaving his body hair over people's property and food.
What in the world?
Jabbing a fellow officer in the junk with a hypodermic needle.
What the heck?
Spiking office coffee with Viagra.
What is going on? What is going on?
Forcing officers to do his kids' schoolwork.
That is not normal behavior. Like, how in the world, first of all, did this individual get the job that they have? Chief of police? You're supposed to have a better gauge of right and wrong when you're chief of police.
Then remarks were made to them along the lines of, you can't take a joke. If you can't take it, get out, retire, get lost.
Officers are not going to engage. They're going to go in, they're going to do their shift, and they're going to leave. Worst case scenario, they're just going to get up and quit.
Yeah. So,
my gosh.
These officers were just like, this is ridiculous. Some of them feared saying anything for fear of retaliation because, and he would also deny promotions. And when he found out, like, people were complaining, he'd send adult toys to their homes.
This guy's insane.
This guy is literally insane.
This is literally insane behavior.
Yes.
I don't understand how in the world he got to be chief of police.
That is stunning.
This is stunning.
Yeah. So again,
stunning.
This is a setting the bar story. Anybody leadership position.
Right. Yes. Even if you're not chief of, this is just insane behavior in general. Even if it was just a buddy of yours, I'm out of the relationship. Like, we're no longer buddies, right?
Yeah.
Because that's insane.
Yeah. Yes. So again, if you're in any sort of leadership position or a position around where you have to interact with people, if you can manage to make it through the day without, quote, pranking your staff or fellow humans so much that they want to sue you, you're doing okay.
He's been on the job for a year, just a year. But it's kind of stunning how he's lasted that long. This is what's going on, that is literally insane.
He's thinking he's trying to be the cool boss, right?
By stabbing someone in the junk with a needle?
Hypodermic needle.
How in the world did they not think that that was going to be fine and funny?
Yeah.
Like, how in the world did you ever think anyone would think that's funny?
So there you go. That's your setting the bar story.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what you could do? You could probably, if you don't have a boss like that, maybe thank them.
Maybe go hug your boss right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Go hug him.
Exactly.
Go hug your boss.
Oh, shoot. It's 99.70 JX. That is your setting the bar story.
Wow.